This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Red flares lit up the sky over Gaza's border with Israel on Sunday night, 3 months into the war in the Palestinian enclave. A rocket could also be seen being intercepted before falling from the sky. Hezbollah has struck an air traffic control base in northern Israel, the Israeli military says. It warns of another war with the Iran-backed militant group. The increase in cross-border fighting gives new urgency to U.S. diplomacy efforts as Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepares to visit Israel on his latest Mideast tour. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken assured Jordan's King Abdullah on Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza or the occupied West Bank as he hoped to kickstart talks on Gaza's future. The king had raised Jordan's concern over displacement, according to a palace statement. Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa said her country will continue to support Ukraine during her visit to Kyiv on Sunday. Kamikawa arrived in the Ukrainian capital on an unannounced visit and was forced to hold a news conference with her Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba in a shelter due to an air alert. Last month, Japan said it would prepare to ship Patriot air defense missiles to the United States after revising its arms export guidelines. In Tokyo's first major overhaul of such export curbs in 9 years, during the joint news conference, Kuleba stressed Ukraine's need for air defense systems to repel Russian attacks. Download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.